Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Breath comes in, know it's coming in. When it goes out, know it's going out. It comes in again, stay with it. Each time it comes in, each time it goes out. You don't want to go anywhere else. Make up your mind, you're going to focus your mind right here. Make a difference in your mind. Otherwise, the mind just kind of wanders around, sniffing the flowers, looking at the sky. It doesn't get anything changed inside. It just goes in line with its old impulses. But here you learn how to resist them or how to channel your impulses into one spot, giving some direction to your mind. This is something we all have to do, not only with our minds right now, but as we go through life. What's the direction our lives are going to take? Some people ask me, what's the meaning of life? Well, life itself doesn't have a meaning. It just keeps going and going and going, and then it stops. And then it starts up again and goes for a while and stops. But you can give it meaning. You can determine the direction of your life. You look at the world around you, and it's going all kinds of different directions. But we don't have to go just following along with the flow of everybody else. If everybody else is flowing over the edge of a waterfall, we don't want to go with them. We have to set our minds in a different direction. So make up your mind. What's the good direction? The Buddha lays out a path: virtue, concentration, discernment. This is a direction that actually goes someplace. It goes to an end of suffering. Otherwise, our lives are like a stick thrown up in the air. Sometimes it falls on this end, sometimes it falls on that end, sometimes it falls splat in the middle. But just no real rhyme or reason to it at all. But if you make up your mind you're going to channel your energies in one direction, you're sure to be able to get something special out of life. So make sure you choose the right direction. And it is your choice. Don't let other people make the choice for you. Because who knows what their motivations are. If you decide, okay, you want to find a happiness that's blameless, you want to find a happiness that's not going to cause harm to yourself, anyone else, happiness is not going to change on you. Okay, and you have to make up your mind to set your mind in that direction. As the Buddha said, this is one of the good omens in life, is when you've determined your direction or you directed yourself rightly. It's as if your mind is a weather vane. And you decide it doesn't want to be a weather vane anymore. It's got pushed around by the wind. You take it off the weather vane, and you've got that arrow, and you're the one who decides where to point it. Okay, that's when your life begins to have meaning, and that's when it begins to have purpose. And when it becomes a life worth living. So don't let the world influence you with its directions, because they flow all over in all sorts of different directions. You make up your mind what's really true, what's really worthwhile, and then you stick with that. This is one of the reasons why we meditate, is get the mind strong enough so it can resist the currents of the world, and it can direct itself in the right direction, regardless of where those currents may be going. So always keep this point in mind. You're not here just at the mercy of the world. You have an opportunity to give your life a direction. You want to make sure it's the right direction, a direction that's harmless, a direction that gives true results, i.e. true happiness. And it starts right here by training your mind.